Fraudsters are persistent, persuasive, and sometimes aggressive. However, their solicitation methods have changed and expanded over the years, says an OPP release for Fraud Prevention Month. 20 years ago, the general population had landlines and the internet was not as widely available as it is today. Unsolicited visitors to your front door were much more common in the past. Fast forward to 2024, and fraudsters can now reach you through text message, internet, phones, email, and social media platforms. The more information you know, the more you can protect yourself. Here are some ways in which fraudsters may try to reach you. Links. By sending out hundreds of thousands of messages with malicious links, fraudsters increase their chances of finding a victim who will click on one. Malicious links can look suspicious or legitimate. Don't click links in messages. Spoofing. A technique used by fraudsters to mislead and convince you that you are communicating with people you know, or legitimate businesses and organizations. Fraudsters can change the caller ID that is displayed on your phone, the sender address in an email, and often mimic legitimate websites. Social media requests. Be cautious when receiving messages, as the identity of the sender can always be trusted, especially when it comes with a request for sending personal information or payments. Verify the person's identity by either searches online, talking to them in person if you know them, or asking them questions that could help to verify their identity. Pop-ups. These are boxes that pop up on your computer or device screen. They may say you have won a prize or that your computer is infected, along with a toll-free number for you to contact. Clicking on pop-ups may install malicious software or lead you to a fraudulent website. Door-to-door. Despite rules banning door-to-door sales, fraudsters continue to try this avenue for exploiting the public. Fraudsters approach individuals at their door or by phone and use compelling tactics to persuade the homeowner that a new appliance, contract or service is required, something that was never asked for or needed. Consider not answering your door to unexpected visitors or those who are selling items or services. If you or someone you know has been a victim of cybercrime or fraud, contact your local police service or the CAFC through the online reporting system, or by phone at 1-888-495-8501. The public is encouraged to report to the CAFC, even if a financial loss did not occur.